Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, whenever I've asked you how's life, you've always said life is winning. Thank you for dedicating your life to making sure the small business owner comes out a winner.
We sit on different sides of the aisle, and yet we have such wonderful conversations.
You're a tremendous resource to small business owners out there, and I'm proud to call you my friend. From one dinosaur to another, happy anniversary.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Holly Wade, NFIB.com. Holly, tell us about the NFIB.
Well, NFIB is the largest small business advocacy group that represents roughly 300,000 small business owners, small businesses across the country in all industries, and it's all member-driven. So everything we advocate for on their behalf is told to us by our members, and so not surprisingly, taxes, regulations, things like that are at the top of the list.
They're pure, folks. Their work is pure. I've seen it for 30 years, and that's the best thing I can say about them. It's pure. It's pure small business. It doesn't get any more pure than their work and their commitment and their convictions. Holly, you got a new president up there, don't you?
We do. We do. Brad Close is our new president of NFIB, and, you know, he is.
He's been there a long time. He's a long-time member of our brain trust. You know that? He's been here a long time.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's great. And we're plowing ahead in advocating for our members on the issues that are most important to them. And great leadership, and especially when trying to navigate through these uncertain times.
Because
you know, the biggest risk right now for small business is the unknown factor of the coronavirus and where it goes, how long it's going to extend and be disruptive, and to the and how disruptive it will be. So
one of the things I want to circle back to that, Holly, because in your report, and we know now that February hiring numbers were off the charts. I mean, small business owners they're not only hiring, they're wanting to hire more. So think about this. Let's talk about, Holly, let's just back up. Let's just unfocus our eyes for a minute and think about what it'll take to withstand this scare, this reality, whatever we're about to be facing. You got small business owners we've already established are financially stronger than they've ever been. They already don't have enough employees. So a business slows down a little bit, and they're financially strong enough to withstand it. They've got good relationship with their banks, which most of them do, and they don't have enough workers. Well, if you don't have enough workers and your business contracts, that means you probably won't have to lay anybody off. You see my point? This is one of the reasons why I think Main Street is going to be the backbone of this recovery.
Yes. I mean, they will adjust accordingly. And if it's scaling back a few open positions to retain their current workforce, that's wonderful. And, you know, just keep moving forward. And you know, hopefully this disruption won't last too terribly long and be too disruptive to the small business economy. But they're in great position to weather the storm right now.
No question. And because there are 30 million of them, and 8 million who are probably 8 million who have employees, who are employers. The others are contractors like I was once upon a time. And because of that, and because of the what you guys have reported on the contribution that they make, over about approximately half of the economy, approximately half of the payroll checks that go out, 93% of the exporters, 97% of the manufacturers, because of that.
Yep.
Yeah. That's the backbone of the economy. And you don't hear that on CNBC or even Fox Business, Holly.
Yeah, no, it's the greatest gift to the American economy is the small business sector that allows us to be flexible and adjust to things like this and come out the other side, you know, in a real strong position. And it's all about the small businesses.
And I'm going to say this for the first time, Holly. I'm sick. Well, not the first time. I guess I said a little bit yesterday. I'm sick of hearing about the weak-kneed ninnies on Wall Street. The greedy, the digital greed on Wall Street, wagging the tail wagging the dog of everything else. I'm sick of it, Holly. What do you think? Last thoughts.
It seems like they're the focus of everybody's attention, and hopefully we can shift that to supporting small businesses out there and, you know,
she's such a diplomat, folks.
And the flexibility of things.
She's such a diplomat. I love her. Hey, Holly, good job today, as always. Thank you for the yeoman's work that you've been doing. You guys have really got it going on there, and we appreciate you more than you know. Will you come back soon?
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
We'll see you next month. Holly Wade, ladies and gentlemen, with NFIB, NFIB.com. Check it out. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.